Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, everyone. Checking in here with another ad read from our friends over at HelloFresh. Savor every last second of summer with HelloFresh. HelloFresh delivers fresh, quality produce from farm to your door in less than a week. It's great, super easy, allowing you to enjoy the delicious flavors from the season right from home. Heading out for one last vacation? Update your delivery address and enjoy HelloFresh at your own vacation destination with just a click. Might have to try that. I'm on vacation right now. That sounds like it's a pretty darn good idea. Plans are flexible, so they work with your changing schedule. We here at the No Bad Days podcast love our HelloFresh boxes. We get one, we cook it up in less than 30 minutes. It's ready to go. And you know what? There's no cleanup, very little waste, and you get really good meals. If you're interested in this offer, please go to HelloFresh.com/badday16 and use the code badday16 for 16 free meals across 7 boxes and 3 free gifts. I'll once again repeat that. Go to HelloFresh.com/badday16 and use the code badday16 for 16 free meals across 7 boxes and 3 free gifts.
Welcome back to episode number 25 of the No Bad Days podcast. As always, we're 30% of the hockey guys here today.
Yeah.
Johnny, tell everybody your height and your name.
My height, 6'5", Johnny Pace. I hated that we did today.
6'5", minus
that,
10.
That just buried me.
6'5", 225 pounds. Give or take.
That'd be a good weight if you were 6'5".
I'm just like a really short 6'5".
Yeah, that makes sense.
That's fair though,
because like, you're taller than me and you're 6'1".
Yeah,
and I'm 6'5", so crazy. I must be a short 6'5".
It's weird how that works.
He must have been using like imperial rulers.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
There's a good chance that was what
you
was
probably.
If you could find me one of those, then
yeah. I think I know where one is, because we use the metric system in Canada, but here they use the imperial. You guys don't know what I'm talking about. Am I kidding?
I know exactly what you're talking
okay,
about.
Okay, what's the imperial system? What do they measure?
They use like feet, quarters, cups, and all that stuff.
Cups.
Yeah, quarts. Dude, I had to learn
right,
about it
right.
When I
you
got here.
Right.
I remember freshman year in my math class, they were like all these units of measurements and stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, dude, it's a
and then
culture
they,
shock.
And then they teach you what centimeters and meters are. And
what math were you in freshman year?
Oh, and I know. We learned what a kilometer was. Yeah.
Like,
lead this to say I was leading the class.
Is yards like
yards,
feet,
miles,
inches.
Tell the listeners the accomplishment you came out of that class with. They wanted you to be a.
They wanted me to be a math tutor at the school.
And you declined for the money.
I declined it. Well,
respectfully.
Respectfully declined.
What did they say? What did they offer you, like an award or something?
No, just the title of being a tutor.
They're like, hey, you got an A in this class. You did outstanding. Yeah. We'd like you to come back.
Everyone else got a C. So,
yeah, it's cool. Anyway,
okay, hey, Marty, you're here too. How's it going?
Yeah, Marty's here.
Yeah, I'm Jordan. I'm 6'7". I'm a light 142 pounds right now. Yeah, that's all there is to know about me.
That's good.
Sweet. I'm Taver. I'm 7'4", 112 pounds. Just my leg.
Just that hunk of
no. How tall are you guys actually, though?
5'10".
You are not 5'10".
Yeah, see,
because I'm 5'11".
No, that's a red flag.
And I'm 5'9". Then
you're lying about your height already.
Then I'm 5'9".
I don't even. I feel like I'm big, more than 2 inches bigger than you.
Well, there's no way I'm 5'8".
What was Dave?
Dave 5'7".
You're probably 5'7" and a half.
You're always shorter than you think you are. That's the thing.
Shut up. I'm not 5'7".
We'll measure you after the pod
with a ruler. We're going to have to call in a measuring tape.
We're going to have to bring you for a physical.
Tape measure.
Sir, can you bend over and cough?
I don't know why you guys
are. You going to decline it? 5'9". Are you on the polygraph right now? You're going to decline.
Yeah, go ahead. I don't care. Do you think you are taller than 5'9"?
I might be. I don't know. 5'9" and a half?
How tall are you? 5'11"?
Yeah, like 5'10" and a half, 5'11". I've never been able to break 6 feet, though.
Yeah, it's tough go.
One time we were getting measured for the combine in my first year juniors, mm-hmm. and I stuffed tissue paper in my sock, so I was like an inch taller, so I was like 6'2".
That actually
put pucks in your pocket to be heavier?
No, I never needed to do that.
My mom would tell me to do that.
I never needed to do that.
You gotta get weight in your gitch.
I never had to.
Not me. I went my weight. Four sweaters.
Every time I had to get on a scale, I was just sweating. Oh God!
You just came off the bike in the sweat.
Yeah, suit. I would bike in a sauna for half an hour before I'd do any of that stuff. So, but yeah, I've had guys do that. They like put like a 10-pound dumbbell in their shorts or something just to try.
How do you even walk around with that?
Well, I don't know.
Like, how does that not stick out?
They must have had a big pocket.
Yeah, a deep one.
Yeah.
One deep pocket.
Or you could tuck it in like your back and your butt area.
And your waistband.
Like if it was a little plate. You not a tight dumbbell, waistband. But like a 10-pound plate.
Yeah. In the prison wallet.
Yeah. Sure. So how was your guys'? Oh, yeah. We got an update. We got a man down on the podcast.
Yeah, we're one man down right now.
Well, just.
Yeah, no, happened. We want everyone to make sure you're okay.
Yeah.
And send you messages.
Okay, I'll tell everyone. Johnny, acquired an injury this weekend in a hockey game.
An injury.
An enigma. And
you got a severe enigma.
See an enemy. And so Johnny has a hurt shoulder. And
sometimes he walks around with it.
Yeah.
Like hurt. And other times he doesn't walk around with it. Yeah, it's kind of
depending. Like if he wants you to do something for him, he'll walk around with it like hurting. If like he wants you to get water for him or something. But then most of the time he's fine. So
no, I sure know how to milk this bad boy.
No, he's we didn't even know he was injured, but till what, Monday?
Yeah,
Monday.
And Saturday was when it happened.
Yeah, it happened in the second period on Saturday.
So Johnny was nails and didn't tell any of us that he was hurt. I was, you know, I was actually kind of suspicious because you didn't come sit with me on our bus ride home.
Well, that's because that was for other reasons.
Oh.
Well, first reason was I couldn't breathe.
Okay, that's
so.
I was a little suspicious then.
I needed to be by myself.
I knew the something other reason was up.
Was, you know, we had a loss and
never fun a loss. But
wasn't in the greatest mood. So you know,
what's the official diagnosis for the listeners so they don't message you?
Monday went for my X-rays and broke my collarbone near the shoulder, and then I separated my collarbone near the sternum. So there's actually a bump here.
Yeah, so the sternocleomastoid joint was separated.
Is that actually what it's
from
called?
From the acromioclavicular.
Sternocleomastoid, that's, yeah.
They just dumbed it down right for there. Me. They said, that's broken, and no, that's separated. No,
sternocleomastoid is a muscle in your neck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the acromio.
Yeah, that's fine. No,
acromion's on your shoulder.
Yeah, so what happened, they explained it too, in the shoulder, a ligament tore and mm-hmm. took a piece of my collarbone with it.
That's nice of it.
Yeah. So
what happened? Was awfully nice. Did you just get hit, or
I just got crunched in behind the net going for a puck and soaked.
Did you feel it right away?
Oh yeah, I knew something was wrong.
But you finished the game, eh?
Yeah.
Bad boy.
Oh, I didn't think anything of it.
That's really. Our boy John.
And like, you don't want to sound like a complainer. Right?
No, so, no, you don't want to complain.
I tell you, if I tore my collarbone, I'd be.
I would have left my shoulder in the corner,
especially since I hit you with a pillow today. Oh, and you're like almost broke down. I don't know how you play the rest of the game.
How about Monday or Sunday? Yeah. Me and Marty went to go study at school, and
we did.
Yeah, scholars.
Congrats.
And I was putting on my jacket really slow because I can't really move my arms that well. And he's like, "All right, I had enough," and then just like shuts my jacket, and I almost cried.
Yeah.
It was, and he looks at me, he's like, "No." I'm like, "Yes, dude."
No.
I didn't even know till Monday.
Yeah, no, I wasn't planning on telling anyone until
we'd noticed that you weren't at practice?
No, I wasn't planning on telling anyone until like I got like
the results. Oh, you got your X-rays.
Because like you don't want to just say like, "Oh, I feel bruised."
Right.
But it actually turned out to be like a legit injury.
So. Okay.
That's fair.
Yeah. Other than that, obviously, finals week's coming up. You guys ready?
Yeah, I'm just like prepared to like get all this semester done with.
Yeah.
And just enjoy Christmas break.
Yeah.
Me and Tab have a group presentation we got to do.
Yeah, Monday.
Monday.
Is it just you two?
And we're doing it, funny enough, we're doing it on the shoulder joint.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, you want to come in and be our human, human,
we're doing separated shoulder.
What am I looking, what's the word I'm looking for? Human example? No.
Well, I don't know. You're the bio guy, so.
No, well, this is not for bio class.
We could use Mr. Skeleton, Mr. Bones.
Mr. Bones. Yeah, we'll use Mr. Bones for it. But yeah, we got a presentation, and then
on injury
prevention. Wednesday next week, John and I are out of town.
Yep.
When are you finally going home?
Buzzing home.
Friday? The 18th.
Are you going to be sad?
17th is the Friday.
Are you going to be sad without me and him here?
Maybe Sunday then. Because I'm going to that basketball game with Frizz.
Oh, okay. Sweet.
That's actually kind of sick.
We're going to see LeBron. Game. You ever want to see LeBron?
You
want
to see Bron?
Can you name three players in the Timberwolves?
No, God, no.
Isn't that Canadian Wiggins on there?
No.
Or he got dished?
He got dished like years ago. He was drafted by them.
Oh.
I honestly don't even know anything about basketball.
This isn't a basketball. Yeah, I know like the point guard and the center and like the tip off.
Yeah.
The center.
I think it'd be cool to see LeBron though.
And that you got to get more points than the other team.
How many buckets is the one bucket?
Well, it's one.
How many points is a bucket?
Two. Depending where you're standing.
How many points is a three-pointer?
Two and a half.
Well, yeah, it depends where you're standing.
His foot was on the line. So that's cool. You guys going to the game? You got tickets?
Yeah.
Oh, that's sweet.
Courtside?
We don't know yet.
Yeah, we don't. Johnny and I don't go to basketball games unless we get splinters in our toes.
Yeah.
So we've never.
It's a requirement.
I've never been to a basketball game.
I've been to two. They're actually pretty fun. One I actually did sit courtside on.
Yeah, that's what you were saying.
And a Raps game?
Yeah, it was like
that's pretty sick.
It was like
pretty cool.
You feel like you're
bigger than you like actually
bigger
are.
Than you are. Yeah.
Maybe nowadays.
Like it kind of gets to your head.
Was that when you got put on Kiss Cam?
Have you ever gotten put on the Kiss Cam?
No. No,
me neither.
Thank God, because I was sitting beside my best friend, and then I was sitting beside Nazem Kadri was like two seats over.
Really? So kind of hoping that it was like.
So I was like, to the person beside Nazem, I'm like, "Hey, you want to move over?
You want to switch?"
Because Cam's on.
One time I was at a game and I was sitting beside a couple, and I think like the protocol for the Kiss Cam is they have to ask you if you want to be on it beforehand.
Oh, okay.
I don't know for sure, but that's what the camera guy came over and asked them if they wanted to be on it, and they were like, "Sure." And then they got on it, and my shoulder was in there. And then they froze, and they didn't end up kissing. It was really sad.
They had the camera on her and you by accident.
I guess that kind of makes sense, because then like you gotta scope out like or you're guessing like who's the couple.
Brother and sister.
My favorite videos are the ones when it's like they'd go on a couple, and then the guy or the girl grabs their like drink and just starts like chugging their drink.
Yeah, no, that's nails. I love that.
Or like fake proposal when he goes on one knee and then ties his shoe.
Yeah, those are fun. You know what's funny though is so that one game we sat courtside, and then I went with my siblings to another one, and we sat like right up in the rafters.
Yeah,
and I'll tell you what, courtside's all about.
Yeah,
it's just way better.
Yeah. Did you get like free drinks and stuff down there?
Or
like there's like service, right?
Yeah, they bring you your stuff. Yeah. Like I was younger. I was with my buddy.
Like your feet don't have to leave the hardwood.
No, you ain't moving.
No, you're cemented on the hardwood.
And it's awesome too, because like all like the peasants are behind you.
Yeah. who's your guys' favorite sports mascot?
Sports mascot?
Yeah.
Gritty.
Yeah, I was gonna say Gritty.
It's the only one I really know.
I was gonna say the Chicago Bulls bull. Because I saw a video that one guy was wearing like the other team's jersey, and he was sitting with his girlfriend, and this bull came down the aisle with a big bag of popcorn and dumped it on his head and then picked this girl up and walked up the aisle.
Yeah, I've seen that video.
I thought that was hilarious.
That's
so
awesome.
He's up there. Would you guys like being a mascot? Because like you could just do whatever you want and not feel like embarrassed because no one knows who you are.
I would.
No. I think it'd be hilarious.
Yeah. Like it's.
I think
it's
you could cool get away with
no
a
one,
lot of things.
Yeah, because no one knows who you are, but also like, you know, I'm not trying to mascot shame here, but you're the mascot.
Yeah, true. You'd rather be a player.
You'd rather be a player.
Yeah,
100%.
But like, you could do like, you could just prank people nonstop, especially if you're like Gritty for the Flyers. Like, he's known as like a jokester, like a little bit of like an ass.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. But yeah. Then you gotta, like, in that costume, like, don't you think it gets hot in there? You'd
get hot. Oh yeah.
Like, and then you gotta, like, dance and buzz around the arena.
Especially at hockey games, you have to go on skates in your costume. Imagine trying to skate in a mascot costume. Oh
yeah, I leak in 2 seconds when we go for practice. Never mind in a costume. Yeah, with the big head on.
Yeah,
and a helmet.
Yeah.
You gotta put the helmet inside the costume. Yeah,
I was just gonna say that. With a cage.
Yeah. Did you guys ever do any? Excuse me. Did you do any like fun stuff in the intermissions at NHL games when you were young?
No, I've never gone on the ice.
Oh, really?
No.
Oh, I did that a couple times in Ottawa. They did like the minor hockey games in between.
Oh, actually, I did.
Oh, yeah. I did that at an AHL game.
Yeah.
Oh, me too. When I was,
I did that for the Moose.
Oh, yeah. We had the Bulldogs.
Well, I did that in the NHL. So, and I scored.
Oh,
wow. So I have one NHL goal. How many do you guys have?
Yeah, we were like, we're probably in house. We're probably like 5-6 years old.
Yeah, and then, it's really young.
And then like, but it's not 5-on-5. It's like 12-on-12.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
The mascot drops the puck. There's always one
really good player.
Yeah, who just
and
he goes
end to end every time. The fans just love him.
Yeah, I was just trying to play strict D, and like anytime someone came down on me, just slide tackle.
You're playing park goalie.
I was a flag boy one time for the Sens. You could go out when they're coming on for the national anthems, and I was on the ice for national anthem.
That's actually pretty.
It was pretty nails. It was Barbados night in Ottawa, so I had a Barbados flag, which is blue. Yeah, we talked about flags last week. It was blue, yellow, and it had like a trident in the middle.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Because the Sens owner has like a deal with like Barbados or something. Like, I don't know.
The country?
Yeah.
He has a deal with the country.
Like he lives there.
Oh, okay.
Or he like promotes it somehow. I don't know. Some one of his business ventures probably there.
Maybe a Trivago deal
too. Yeah, maybe Trivago. A couple like hotels.com.
Yeah.
Captain Obvious. Do you guys like Captain Obvious?
I do like those commercials.
Those are funny.
I'm a big Trivago.
Oh, that's like hotel. I forget.
Or is that hotels? Or is it Trivago?
I don't know.
You know what?
One of the
What was that thing you guys were talking about when you're booking your flights? The Wi-Fi, what was it? The plane name?
Port Airlines.
But you guys were making funny jokes about it or something.
Well, it's like you're not getting.
It's like the southwest of Canada.
Yeah. Yeah, you're not flying Air Canada.
Yeah, so you don't go there if you're trying to fly like first class.
Is it only out of there to like the bigger city though?
I don't know.
Or do they fly in the big cities?
Weird thing is like, it's like the only time I've ever flown Porter is out of this time. I've only ever flown it this. Well, I haven't flown it yet, but this time is the first time. And it's out of Thunder Bay. Johnny and I got a trek up to Thunder Bay.
Yeah. A little small town, Ontario.
Tundra Bay.
And then not even flying to Pearson at Toronto.
Yeah. We're flying to like a small airport. Toronto Island Airport.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
And then the funny thing is I stay on the plane for my connection to Ottawa.
On the Porter plane?
Literally stay on. I don't even leave the plane.
He's gotta lift his feet with the guy's vacuum.
Yeah. Yeah. Literally.
So we gotta sanitize the seat.
Because I was panicking because my flight said like it was a straight shot to Ottawa. And I was like, oh, that's not good if I booked a flight with Johnny, because then he would be going to Ottawa too. But then it's like,
well, I just got off
a connection in Toronto, but I have to stay on the same plane, which I've never done before.
Well, you're lucky. I gotta swim to shore. We're on the Toronto Islands.
So. Is your dad gonna take the ferry thing over?
I would assume so, yeah.
How far is Toronto to Ottawa?
4 hours. 3.5.
No, I'd say, yeah, 4.
Depends how fast you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a few routes.
At the end of the day, right?
At the end of the day, you'll get there.
It's really not that far, because Hamilton to Toronto an hour, and then Toronto to Ottawa is 4. 3.5, 4.
Yeah.
Depends on traffic, too, you know?
Yeah. Well, yeah, Toronto traffic's just disgusting, so.
Yeah. It's disgusting.
Never been. Actually, I have been there when I was like 8 years old.
Yeah.
Canada's Wonderland.
Oh, yeah. That's in Vaughan.
What's your guys' thanks. What's your guys' favorite amusement park you've ever been to?
Not
Walt Disney World.
No, I was going to say it's a tie between Universal and Disney.
Okay, but I just said not.
Okay, so Universal then.
I've never been to any big ones besides the Canada's Wonderland.
You're missing.
And I was like super young too, and that's when I was like peak scared of every ride ever.
Canada's Wonderland's low key kind of good.
I like it.
I don't really like rides though.
You know what I'd like there too is the Halloween Haunt. So I've
never been there for that.
So obviously they
is it only on Halloween?
Is it Halloween?
It's only in October.
Oh,
it's only open on the weekends, and then you go and. It's awesome because everyone's going on the haunted houses, but the rides are going, so all the lines are like 20 minutes
max. Is it a little nippy out though to be riding a roller coaster in October in Toronto?
It is quite chilly, I'm not gonna lie.
So I feel like that's why
if you bring your gloves, it'll be good.
Yeah, because like if you held on
and your balaclava.
Like what happens if what happens if you're like riding a roller coaster and it's like a little bump and you accidentally like lick the metal seat beside you and then your tongue's stuck there?
Well, then see you later, tongue.
Yeah. Yeah. That's like my biggest fear probably.
Yeah, well, you know, if you just keep your hands, feet, and tongue inside the vehicle at all times,
well, I
don't think that'll happen.
But, like, sometimes your head gets a little rattly.
Have you been close to licking the pole at the on a roller coaster?
I can't tell you what my face does in the roller coaster. I'm too busy focusing on what's
ahead of
me. On staying alive.
It's funny, though, because I do get scared on roller coasters, but I love going on them.
I like roller coasters a lot.
Yeah.
Not a haunted house guy.
Not carnival like rollers, though. I won't go on like a carnival ride.
Oh, once it's put together,
weekend.
No, but like carnival rides, like
assembling them in a parking lot.
That was put together like this morning.
Yeah,
and
automotive transport truck.
And I walked by and
who knows if all the nuts and bolts.
And I walked by a bag of nuts and bolts beside the thing on my way on there.
No, so one hit me in the head when I was getting cotton candy. So,
I've been on a few carnival rides. They're not bad, depends on the ride.
No, they're just shaky.
Like roller coasters.
No, there's like
did you see the videos of the ones that are like this past summer they were like literally moving and like people had to like hold the railings down from like the thing was tipping over?
No, I'm very happy I didn't see that.
Yeah,
I would have had an anxiety attack.
It was like one of those ones that has the arm that goes up where you're in the seat and like it's like counterbalanced on the other side and you like go back and forth, you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah,
like,
yeah.
Right? And when they went up, the whole thing started leaning back and people were literally on the front of it, like standing on it, trying to counterbalance the weight down.
Oh, that's yeah. No, fuck that. I can't do that.
Yeah.
No, I don't even want to hear that.
No.
But like, boy, do carnivals have good food.
Oh, really?
They got deadly food.
I don't normally eat at carnivals.
Well, you know, they got all the treats.
What's your favorite thing to get?
Candy apple.
Yeah, or what do they call the flannel cake? Funnel cake?
Funnel
cake?
Yeah. Oh, no, it's
flannel cake.
No. Is it funnel cake?
Yeah.
I think that's angel food.
Hey, flannel cake's just like, it's like just material. Yeah. It's just a wrapped up shirt.
It's just a lumberjack shirt with whipped cream on it.
With sweat.
No, but and then, so the one we have every summer near us is called the Peach Festival. And like,
why do they call it that?
Because like, we're, that area
is that Niagara Falls area?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like known for peaches, I guess.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
The peach sundaes there, unreal.
Really?
Unreal. So sounds highly cool. Recommend.
What state in the US is known as the peach state?
California.
What's up, guys? We're back with another message from our friends over at Discover. Now listen, we could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, like how they require minimums and worse, how they rewards flat out expire. Or we could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, come on, talk about amazing. And now that we've talked about that for a bit, let's get back to the No Bad Days podcast where we talk about whatever comes to our mind. Learn more about this offer at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply.
No, Georgia.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Georgia peaches.
Georgia peach.
California.
Cuter than
California's oranges.
No, it's Florida. They have an orange on their license.
I thought there's Orange County in Florida.
I'm sure it's related.
I just figured that like since they named it Orange County, there would have to be like an orange farm.
I'm sure there's a few orange trees in Orange County. I haven't really been ever. But
Florida's the sunshine state, so how could they have oranges? They just have sunshine.
We need to know what every state is known for.
Yeah. Like what?
What's Wisconsin? Yeah. Wisconsin's cheese.
Yeah.
What's Minnesota?
Nice people.
Yeah. Minnesota. Nice.
Minnesota.
I've seen
nice,
that in
Canadian
a few
people.
Insta bios.
North Dakota. Minnesota, nice. North Dakota's the bison state.
Yeah.
It nice. Is. Yeah. It is.
Yeah. No, I believe you.
That's how we do it.
What's
in the
on your guys' license plate again? Ontario. Does it say anything on them?
Yours yours to Discover.
Yours to Discover. Oh, yeah. And then there's there's like Ontario commercials that go on back home. And the jingle is good things grow in Ontario.
Good things grow in Ontario.
Yeah, exactly what Tavern just
said. Basically what I just said, but in a different tune.
Yeah.
Well, my tune was correct.
Okay. Sorry. Well, I forgot your uncle wrote the jingle for that. Your Zeal, sorry. Speaking of Zeals, did you see that Zio Jason Spezza got 6 games for an illegal check to knee to the head.
I didn't see the video, but I saw like the picture of him finishing his head. And it doesn't look the greatest.
No. Basically what happened is I forget who it was. I think it was one of the defensemen on the Jets. Yeah, Pionk fell down and was reaching for the puck, and I guess like Zio Spezza was
Zio's gotta finish his hit.
Hey, the coach tells you to finish your hit, but like you can't be kneeing guys in the face either.
No, that's like that is against the rules.
And like when they're on their knees, like you can't be finishing your check either. So
maybe like a poke
six
check.
Games is a lot though for a guy that's never been suspended before.
Yeah, I didn't understand that.
I didn't put one.
I would say like three max for him.
I guess they're trying to send a message. It's not like PK Subban, right?
No, that guy. I don't know.
They still haven't suspended him yet. Marchand got 3 games for a slew foot, and PK Subban had 7 slew foot penalties. PK Sorry, PK.
I don't get it. What's, but hey,
what does PK stand for? Pierre or something?
It's definitely not Pierre.
Oh, I think I knew it one time, but I forget.
Pierre Luc Dubois.
Hey, we could always look it up.
That's what Google's
yeah,
for.
Yeah, I guess that's would say. Yeah, we have.
Whenever
like,
we get in an argument about like just nonsense in the like downstairs, Frizz is always like, "Well, why don't you guys just go on your phone and look it up?" And we're like, "Nah."
Yeah. No, I like bickering.
Yeah. He doesn't like talking to argue. Things out. He'll just look it up. It's like, do you not like?
Like, I do see the logic in it.
But, yeah,
I mean, but like who says that? Yeah. Like, just like, argue.
Yeah, like
just be a normal person.
Like, how are you gonna? Like, it's like when you don't have when you have no calculator on a math test. Like, you sometimes just need to work it out.
Yeah.
You know, like the answer might not be right at the end of the day.
Carry the one. Show your work.
Yeah, like when you show your work,
always show your work.
Like the answer could be 7, and you could have 300,462. But like if you showed your work, you're gonna get some points.
Yeah, you're gonna get one off, and always one off is the wrong answer.
Do you guys know how to do long division?
I used to.
I don't even. Fuck.
I couldn't even tell you the first thing on how to. Do you guys know your? Do you guys know your times tables?
Well. Kind of
eventually.
No, like I could do. No, I'm like so bad with times tables. Like I need like, a calculator. What's
5 times 4?
20.
Okay, there you go. You're good.
I'm good with the 5.
Yeah, you're good with the 5.
But like 7 times 8, like 64. Is that
eight
it?
No, 8 times 8 is 64.
Yeah. So subtract.
So subtract 7 from that. 57. Yeah. 50. Wait, did we say 62 or 64?
Where's the starting point?
Wait, my brain hurts.
Where did the 6 come from?
You know what, though? That's also 7. Why we got calculators.
Just remember to carry the one.
Yeah, like
if you carry the one, you'll be fine.
Like the teach, like in high school, teachers always said, like, well, I didn't learn my times tables in high school, but they always said, you know, when you get to college, you're not going to be able to use a calculator. Well, guess what? I've been able to use a calculator every time.
Yep.
Oh, I remember even in elementary school, my teacher like, hey, like you guys better not skip class in high school. Like missing one day in high school is like missing a week of school here. I'm like, what? I'm like,
what? We watch movies.
Yeah. What do you mean? We're watching Twilight, The Dawn is Coming.
We're watching Breaking Dawn.
Yeah.
In religion class.
I'm Team Edward, by the way, teacher. She's like, oh, I'm Team Jacob, so
yeah. She gets mad at you.
Are you guys like Team Edward or Team Jacob when it comes to the Twilight series?
I think the warp thing is cool.
Yeah,
being a vampire is also pretty sick.
Yeah, I'm
Edward.
I honestly, but at the end, doesn't Jacob become a vampire anyway?
No.
No.
Stays a wolf.
I think ever watched the first one.
So I'm pretty sure I'm pretty sure he becomes a vampire wolf.
No, I'm pretty sure that's not.
Becomes a vamp wolf.
A vamp wolf, yeah.
A vanderwolf.
A vampire.
A complaining vampire. Vampire.
Wham.
But like, seriously though, are you guys like? What team?
I'm Team Edward.
Team Eddie.
I'll switch it up. I'll just you know.
But think about it. If you're a vampire, like you can't really go in the sun.
Yeah, so Team Jacob, be a wolf, run around, go eat some grass, whatever wolves do.
I don't think wolves are carnivores. They eat grass. I think they.
It's late.
The vampires eat people in the movies, right? Or like
the good ones eat animals.
Right, they've trained themselves to eat the animals, but like normal vampires are like they need human blood, right?
Correct.
But then the wolves. What is the thing with the wolves again?
They don't.
They just hunt animals.
Yeah.
And that's how
they don't like the vampires.
But that because the vampires are eating the animals, or just because they eat people?
A little bit of both.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's awesome.
I don't know.
Interesting storyline.
I'm not a Twilight.
Maybe we'll have to. Yeah, we'll have. Oh yeah. By the way, people said that It was Raven Cliff, not Raven Claw.
No, I think it's the other way around because someone DM'd me that it's Raven Claw, not Raven Cliff.
Oh.
Oh, Raven. So I hope you get roasted on that.
Yeah. So what's your guys' favorite Harry Potter movie?
The one where he has a wand and yeah. wears circle no, glasses.
No, I'm honestly
where you got to go by a flying car.
No, Johnny, I'm pretty sure it's Hufflepuff, not Ravenclaw.
Isn't that the? There's like four.
No, it's Ravenclaw, not Ravencliff, like you said.
You're an idiot.
No, I'm just that's what I just heard.
That I would assume people would get like upset with that though, because people are very passionate about Harry Potter.
Dude,
Harry yeah. Potter.
Harry Potter.
Yeah, like if you like went to a Harry Potter like conference and you like said some, I'd get my face beat in.
I'd get pummeled. Like that little what's that little alien guy?
Schmeagle.
That's in Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, I don't know. I was gonna call him Schmeagle. Gambi.
There's an Gambi. There's an alien guy.
No, it's Dobby. Dobby's like a good,
oh, he's in Harry Potter.
Yeah, the elf.
Yes.
Yeah.
Smeagol's the one in Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the guy.
Smeagol. Bad Smeagol.
Sneaky.
So Dobby's the one from Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Harry Potsky.
Yeah. We should watch those movies. I heard they're pretty good.
I tried to watch them with you guys the other night, and you both told me you fell asleep within the first 5 minutes. So what's that about?
Yeah.
Actually, I remember in elementary school, my mom wanted me to read more, and she got me one of the Harry Potter books, and I read like the first page and I put it down. So hasn't notes. Left my shelf since.
Yeah.
Spark notes.
Yeah.
That's like the best. Did you guys ever like,
you go to her now, you're like, Mom, I finished.
Did your parents ever tell you like you had mandatory reading time?
No, I just played outside.
Oh yeah. I had to do like mandatory reading time, but I would just sit in my room and look at my wall instead. Honestly, it seemed like a better use of my time.
That honestly sounds like a lot more fun.
Yeah.
Learn more.
I used to count the paint smudges on my wall rather than read.
The only like novels I read were To Kill a Mockingbird.
Yeah. Because
like
I read
we
that
had
too.
Yeah.
But we read it as a class.
Right.
So like I don't even think that
But
counts.
Like when you read and of when you get men. Called on to read is there no,
and you never read that one?
No.
Of Mice and Men?
No, I read
I don't think I've ever read that one. How could mice be men?
Oh, what's the one where the kids are on the island?
Oh, Lord of the Flies.
Yeah, Lord of the Flies. Yeah.
Yeah.
Read that.
Dude, is there,
but again, as a class.
Is there any more of an all out panic than when you get called to read in like a class?
My God, oh, yeah.
Dude, yeah, no, no chance.
I literally, when we would read Shakespeare in high school, we would do class readings, and I would literally read the first page of the chapter like five times beforehand, then I'd volunteer to go first.
Yeah, so like you like line up. Yeah, like if you're next, like what paragraph? So you like
no, like I yeah, I like legit practice. Yeah. Like it was like a president's speech.
Oh yeah,
like I was presenting to like Barack Obama.
Yeah, no, I couldn't stand that.
He's the president right now.
I was asked. Yeah. We used to.
It was when I was in high school.
We used to have school mass, and I was asked to read like a
high school living camp.
Well, he used to come. Yeah, well, the Ottawa. He would come to Ottawa a lot.
Well, he lives in Ottawa.
Brock?
Oh, I thought you were supposed to Stephen Harper.
No.
So, my bad, buddy.
No, not Stephen Harper.
I was like, yeah, that's where the PM hangs out.
Yeah, Prime Minister. He actually, no, he didn't. He didn't come to my school. I was going to say he came to my school, but he never did.
No, that's all right.
I almost caught, like, I almost just lied for no reason. You guys ever do that?
Yeah. Like, I'm not sure why I just lied.
I'm not really sure, but one time I went to the canal and I saw him there.
Oh,
the
Rideau cool.
Canal. Yeah, I saw him.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
Say hi.
No. I was a little scared.
That's fine.
I was also like 2 miles away, so I didn't even see him.
Hey, Steven.
I lied again. I didn't even see
Mr.
him.
Mr. Harper.
I didn't even see him. He was just there.
You just saw
I was skating around. You guys know that Ottawa has the longest skating rink in the world in the winter, eh?
The canal?
Yeah, that. The Rideau Canal, 14 kilometers long.
It's quite the workout.
Skated the whole thing.
How many miles is that?
For that's about eight. It's not even eight.
It's so like 7.4.
1.6.
Good math.
No, more than that.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not gonna argue with it.
How many miles are in a marathon? 22 and a half or something?
I thought it was 25.
14 divided by 1.6.
Well,
there's another bump in the road.
Wait. Yeah, because it's 42 and a half kilometers for a marathon, right?
8.75
Did you say
20
miles?
Did I say kilometers or miles in that last one?
Miles.
Oh, I meant
25
kilometers.
Miles times 1.6.
Because
40 kilometers.
Because I ran a half marathon one time. Not a big deal.
I did that too.
And 22.5 kilometers was a half marathon. So I'm thinking 45 was a full, just because 22 times two would be 22 and a half times two would be 45.
Sure. Sure.
So how, what was the longest you've ever ran?
5 miles last year.
That's, you're not a big runner, eh?
No.
You're like, I'm a sprints really guy.
Yeah, I'm more of a 100 meter dash.
You're like a Usain Bolt.
Yeah.
Usain Lightning Bolt.
That was my when I did track and field, that was my race, 100 and 200.
I had, mine was a shot put because I couldn't run.
Good energy.
That was like,
I
my
did a lot of cross
that was my energy
in middle school.
Whenever
cross country and track and stuff,
I was on the cross country team, but when it came to the meets, I would fake an injury and go.
Yeah,
hot dogs. Like, I got hockey.
Yeah,
yeah. No, no, I would go because it's a day off of school, and then dogs, like, eh? Eat hot dogs and sour keys,
couple
and,
glizzies.
Yeah,
yeah. Sour keys are good,
dude. The sour keys are cross country in elementary school is like legit. Like, if you were on the cross country squad, like, you're like legit because you could like miss school like
that
twice a year.
That's such an elementary school thing too. Legit. Like, if you're the fastest runner, like, you're like the number one guy in the school.
Yeah, you're like. You're like a Clydesdale.
I don't know.
That's like a type of horse, I think. It's
I'm not up to date on my horses.
Oh,
I know, like,
yeah, there's like Continentals and that kind of stuff.
I just know, like,
that's where they get the name Continental Breakfast from, the horses.
Oh, I thought
I heard
got
that
from continents.
No, I
you in the soup.
Yeah.
So which continent we have?
In yeah. The- Johnny and I were in Sault Ste. Marie on our way home last year.
Did we tell this story before?
I don't know. I'll tell it again.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
We got to the, we stayed at a Holiday Inn, and we were asking like if there was breakfast in the morning so we could grab something before we left. And the person in the front desk was like, yeah, we have a complimentary continental breakfast. And Johnny goes, what continent is that from? And she said, oh, it's just continental.
Yeah, she goes, oh, it's just eggs and bacon. I'm like, oh, okay.
Awesome. Yeah, okay, so this continent.
Yeah. And then she's like, and you could eat it in the dining room, and you can take it up to your room and eat it,
or you could
eat it here in the lounge. I'm like, and then Tyler's like, so can we take it to our car and eat it? She's like, yeah. I'm like, oh, that's perfect.
That's what,
so sit in the stairwell.
It just felt yeah. It just felt awful because we were driving for like 11 hours that day, and we just had nothing left to give other than just like comedic relief.
We were just like, all we had was like stupid dad jokes in us, and we were really tired and just ate.
At least she was laughing at our jokes, right?
Yeah, no, she enjoyed it.
Yeah, and like when we went to Applebee's too.
Yeah,
remember
our steak was still mooing.
No, we were waiting for the table, and there's there's a family in front of us with a dad, mom, and a kid, and she go, and the waitress comes up and asks them, so table for three, and the dad goes, them two, and I'll eat alone. And me and Johnny started laughing, and then the wife goes, are you kidding me? And then me and Johnny started laughing again. And then he was like, ah, I'm just kidding. And then I think that's just kind of like what kicked off the dad jokes.
For me. I think that's what kickstarted it.
Yeah. Right, and then me and Johnny had this elaborate plan that we were going to go to the casino on our last night in the States and like play blackjack. And then.
Well, we were originally planning on staying at the casino too.
Yeah.
And we're like, ah, nah.
That's a bad
idea.
Yeah. It's just like, because we were like, basically, when you leave college going home for the summer, you're almost like out of money anyway, so like
your goal is to drain your bank account before you go. Yeah. That's the goal.
It's like essentially you want to go home with no money.
Yeah, spend as much money as you possibly can before summer.
Essentially it's like the Krebs cycle in biology. Like, you just like, you get money in the summer, and then you're just like trying to make it last till the next summer comes around. It's like harvesting your crops. It's like, you just gotta make them last. And then
if you're smart, you'll understand that joke. If you're like me and Jordo, you won't. So
Krebs cycle, look it up.
The Peyton Krebs cycle.
So what do you guys had for dinner tonight? What did you have for dinner? You're on the fish grind again, I heard.
No, I had steak tonight. DJ had fish tonight.
Had steak. He didn't have a steak with you guys?
No, you made fish. It's gonna stink up our house.
Yum.
It's gonna smell.
Okay, night. Well, let's go into things that hit different.
Let's do it.
Okay.
We got to come up with a new segment for next week. So one of you guys got to be in charge of coming up for a new segment. This will be the last things that hit different segment.
Really?
Yeah, because I'm running out of things that hit different. We had like 25 of them now.
Times three.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah. So 700.
Things that hit different.
The final one.
The hits different segment. That's mine.
No.
That's you can tell that we're running out now.
Yeah. No. Like I'm thinking of like a new segment that we haven't done
before. Yeah, I know, but I'm saying my hits different is doing the hits different segment.
Oh, okay.
Just for old time's sake. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
That's nice. Yeah, I know. Mine hits different is I'm not sure. I'm out. when it's really cold out and you remember to go start your car before you have to leave and you're not in a rush, and then you go into the cold and then you get in your warm car.
That is nice.
It hits different, but it doesn't happen often.
No.
Because like a lot of the time I'm like
you just go.
By the time we gotta go. We don't have time to
heat it up.
But like when it's nice and warm in there, it's different.
That's nice.
Yeah.
I'm gonna play on that one and say my heat steering wheel hits different.
Congrats.
Oh, nice, dude.
Oh, congrats. What kind of car do you drive again? I didn't know we were talking about Lamborghinis here.
Golly, boy. Yellowstone's been hitting different.
Yeah, exactly. Yellowstone's been
last episode, that fight. Spoiler alert, but that fight with Lloyd and
Walker.
Mm-hmm. Unreal.
Yeah.
Unreal scene.
That's all. And then the
bro out before Rip beat the shit out of Lloyd.
Yeah.
Love you, buddy.
And then he just proceeded to punch him in the face repeatedly and then broke his hand on the fence.
Yeah. But hey, that's what happens when you branch the break. Oh my
when
God.
When you branch when the break.
When you break the ranch rules.
Break the branch rules.
Rule number one is don't break the ranch rules.
It should be a tongue twister.
Break the branch rules.
Break the ranch rules. Break the ranch rules.
Branch.
Break the. Don't break the ranch rules.
Break the branches on the rules.
If you break the branches, ranch. See? Oh,
there you go.
If you break
the. My tongue
little, little tongue tied.
If you rake the branch rules.
Then you rake it.
Okay, let's go into some questions here.
All right, yeah.
We didn't put up a story, so we're going to be dipping back into the vault on some questions that we hadn't answered in a couple weeks. So hopefully we get some good ones. Here we go. Question numero.
Hey, boys. Hope you all are having a good day.
I feel like we listened to this one already. See, this is the problem. I didn't mark down which ones we listened to.
Edit.
Like, where you came to the realization that you loved the game that you play and you decided that hockey was your sport.
We missed the first part of that question.
I think it said, how old were you?
Let's listen to the first part here.
My question is, what was the moment like where you
came
to the realization?
So the moment that we realized that hockey was a sport that we loved.
I'm probably 5 years old.
Yeah.
Probably like, yeah, between like 7 and 12 when like, if like just winning.
Yeah.
And like winning tournaments or whatever. And you're
probably like, a lot of like awesome. The product of like watching it with your dad or mom or whatever too.
Yeah. It definitely has family ties.
Yeah. Like if your parents are hockey fans and most coaches, likely you're going to you're not going to be like, oh, I hate hockey. You know?
Hockey's cool. It's quite the journey from when you start out to where we are now, mm-hmm. and the people you meet along the way, the experience that you have, like we wouldn't have any of this without hockey if you think about it. Right. So
that's true.
It's, brings you a lot of things.
That's true.
And that's why we love it.
That's why we love it.
Love. Like, that love it.
Is why we love it.
I love you.
Hi, guys. I hope you're doing well. I'm not sure if you answered this question in a previous episode. I just found the podcast, so I'm still trying to catch up. But what is your favorite place that you've traveled to since being in the States? And is there any place in particular that you would really like to visit?
Oh.
Favorite so place states, in, the states.
In the States. I don't know.
Mine's Nashville, man. Nashville's so sick.
I think I'd have to go with Nashville too.
I wasn't on that trip, so I'm gonna go with Arizona. But I think Arizona is like, what a sick place.
Arizona was fun. Like that's like nightclub, but Nashville is like just so like chill everywhere. Yeah. The live music, like Broadway.
See, like live music does hit different.
It just depends
live
on like
music hits different.
It does depend on like what kind of thing you're looking for though. Because if I was looking, like where we went in Arizona, it was just so relaxing.
It was. Like that's the thing.
And the
like,
weather was
other
so
than, like,
good.
The nightlife, which is awesome. Like during the day, it is like you said, like just chill. And the scenery is so different. Like I remember flying in, and like you see like the little patches of grass and people's front lawns, but like the red rock and all that. Like it's kind of. It was kind of breathtaking. I'm not gonna lie. Yeah, it was. I thought it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
I don't know if I could choose between the two.
Yeah.
And a state that we want to visit.
And I remember when we were leaving Arizona too. It was like, boys, we're moving here.
Yeah. Honestly, I would move to Arizona over a lot of places in the States.
Oh yeah.
Like Arizona's just so chill. Obviously, there's no ocean on. Does Arizona touch the water? No, it doesn't.
No, it's in the middle.
So yeah, but like, there's lots of pools.
Yeah. I'm sure you could create a lake too.
Fresh water source. Well, it's enough. In the desert.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you just put water in there.
Yeah.
Let's go get it.
Right.
Where are you gonna get it from?
Put the sink on.
Turn the hose on.
Make a frickin' pool.
Yeah. All right. Well,
and we want to visit Montana.
Where is?
Yeah. We want to visit Yellowstone, Montana.
Yellowstone Park, National Park, Park of Nationals.
Or Alaska.
Nah.
Yeah.
I think it'd be cool just to like see up there.
Yeah, it would be. But it's cool.
For like a day.
Yeah. And like then go to Arizona.
Yeah, just a quick day trip.
On our way to Arizona, we'll go to Alaska.
All right. Next question.
Hi, I only recently started following you guys, and I'm not sure if this has been asked before, but Lossie, can you drop the workout routine? Because I want to get gays.
Loss, can you do that for us?
Lawson is not here right now, but we can, if you follow him on Instagram, he does a really good job of kind of keeping you updated on what he's doing.
So, yeah, Instagram and TikTok.
Yeah, he replies to all his DMs on his
Instagram. Yeah, so if you DM him personally, he'll drop you anything that he's ever done, basically.
Yeah.
For workouts, so. It's a good question. Wish I could give you a better answer than that, but unfortunately we don't have Lawson here right now. So, all right.
Good guy though.
Excellent guy. Great guy. Really.
Great guy.
Seriously though. All right. Next question.
Hey, you guys. My question is, are you guys fans of the Marvel movies? And if so, which one is your favorite and why?
Good question.
I'm not a fan of any.
I'm a huge Marvel geek.
Geek Squad?
Oh, yeah. And my favorite Marvel movie is Captain America First Avenger. And it is because I just like the nostalgic thing that it brings. And I like the scenery in the 1940s and all that stuff. So I think that's pretty cool what they did with that.
Okay, well, I've never seen that. And I don't keep updated on all the Marvel movies like you do, but is Black Panther Marvel?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, then that's my favorite.
Yeah, that's a sick movie. Honestly, they're all sick movies.
Yeah. Or I saw Endgame or Infinity War. I don't know.
You can't just watch.
But you're lost at some point.
Did you guys go to one?
Yeah, me and DJ went to Shang-Chi.
What one did you go see them?
I don't know. I went to see James Bond.
Yeah.
James Bond. I saw James
Bond. Shang-Chi, I heard, was good, though.
Yeah, that is a sick
one. That's not one you need to know any background for.
No, because that's
separate.
So that's like a new phase in the Marvel universe, and they're like starting the new storyline.
The stars aligned.
For all these new superheroes, shut up.
The stars aligned in the universe.
But yeah, okay. Big Marvel nerd.
What universe is that in?
The MCU.
Marvel Community Galactic. Universe?
Galactic starts with G, not C.
Did you guys hear the announcement from you guys hear the announcement from the IUP this week that all people are allowed to like do stuff?
Yeah, no, I did. That was a big thing on
Twitter
on the IUAP
website
newscast.
The blog. Do you follow their blog?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah,
and their vlog.
My favorite is the chairman of that,
Ronald.
Yeah.
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 He's a good guy. He seems nice.
Ronnie Bumsmere.
Yeah. The IUAP, for those of you that don't know, is a union that we made up. It's called the International Union of All People. And we'd like to start that here on the podcast.
Yeah. So we'll give weekly updates.
That'll be the new segment.
Yeah.
The IUAP segment, International Union of All People, where we come up with an announcement.
We need a mission statement.
We'll have to create.
It's the IUAP, yeah.
What?
Yeah, IUAP.
The onomatopoeia?
I thought you said IUAP.
Yeah, that's what I heard too.
I heard you say.
I said yeah after.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was like, where'd the yeehaw?
The yeehaw.
The International Union of All People will be the new segment, and we will be coming with an update from the IUAP every week from now on.
With so our new mission update, statement and our purpose.
Yeah, so the new update is that they're allowed to, people are allowed to do stuff.
Yep,
that's the big.
That's awesome.
That's great. Let's just get a round of applause,
guys.
That's big for us. We like
snaps.
We like that.
That is good. That is good news for all people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really that great. So. So I guess we'll do the Family Feud podcaster Eggman Sinman.
All right.
Sigmund Freud, yeah.
I think it's my turn to be Steve Harvey.
You're going
to
be Stephen Harvey the third?
Yeah.
Okay. Pull up your questions and we'll get going here. So for those of you that don't know, we'll keep you updated. Johnny beat Marty.
Twice.
Two weeks in a row. Then I beat Johnny last week. And now Johnny's taking a turn. To be
so I'm 0-2, Tavers 1-0, and Johnny's 2-1.
Yeah, and we're gonna keep score until the end of time, and then whoever wins at the end of time will
gets to be the chairman of IUAP.
Yeah, whoever wins each week is the chairman of the IUAP for the week.
I can't wait.
So unfortunately, Johnny, you cannot be the chairman next week for the IUAP, but
unless you stump us on the questions mm-hmm. to the point where we don't even get one of the five answers.
Yeah,
and you could be the official chairman.
Is that your first time working Google over there? Or?
No, I got it.
Okay,
sorry, I just have to find.
No, it's okay. It's
totally so this good. Is what game is this? Game 4? Game 4 of Family Feud.
Yeah.
Okay.
5-4.
Okay.
I'm first question. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Name something you fill with air. Taver.
A can.
Tire.
Is that a serious answer?
Tire.
Yeah, can's not on there, so Marty gets that one.
Yes.
Tires was second.
Well, it's first.
Balloons.
Okay. Wow.
You do fill balloons with air, so.
I was going to say balloon, too, and I thought that was a dumber answer than can.
Oh, but God.
But you do fill air. Hey. Can, you do.
That's
fill
why can. I was thinking aerosols.
Yeah.
Oh, I was thinking like a can of beans or something. No. When you said that, I was like, holy shit. That's why it's not on there.
Okay.
All right.
Anyways, 1-0, Jordan. What are we playing to?
What split you a five. Let's split
play a five.
Okay. Name some. Oh, I'll wait till Jordan's ready.
Yeah, wait till he's ready.
Name something that moves very slowly.
Turtle.
Oh. Snail.
Marty got that one. Turtles was 4.
He's about to say snake. That's not
I was about
fair.
To say sloth.
What?
Oh, that's a good one too.
Sloth actually. Also beats turtles in this. So it goes. this is terrible, but it goes elderly people. Snails, sloths, then turtles.
Elderly people.
And glaciers is on here.
Oh.
And so is childbirth. That's one of the answers.
That's fair.
I mean, it does go
takes
slow.
Takes 9 months for that to happen. So
yeah, actually, this is a hilarious list. Worms, drunk people, babies, and the DMV. Those are the.
I think you said the DMV. You just get an automatic win.
Yeah, like if you if you're creative enough for that. Like
okay,
that's awesome.
2-0, Marty.
that's awesome. What a list.
All right.
You on Reddit?
This is a good one. Name something that goes up and down.
Elevator.
Oh, that's a good answer.
There's 3 more that are better than that.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. What do you
I'm
say?
Stumped. I don't know.
Pick something.
I'm literally like I'm.
Pick something that goes up and down.
An airplane.
Yeah, that actually beat
that's crazy.
His answer.
That is
Marty,
crazy.
You got that one.
How the fuck?
Yeah, but I.
Does this guy get a minute for every answer that he gets to take?
Well, he's gonna say something.
Okay.
What else?
From now on, I get a minute on each answer.
Roller coaster, airplane, thermometer, elevator, yo-yo,
thermometer,
balls, seesaws, merry-go-rounds.
How is elevator not the top one on that list?
And zippers.
Who did they ask? They asked 35 children.
This is too good.
Did they ask 14 12th grades or did they ask 14 toddlers?
You know what? Well,
whatever. I'm pissed off.
All right.
Come back.
Here's a good one. Name something you might bring on a date.
Your wallet.
Gum.
If that beats wallet, I'm going to literally jump out my own window.
No, money. Money is
that's
literally
wallet.
The one. Yeah. Okay. So, yeah. Taver gets this one. Gum
what
is
else
right
do you
after
bring
that.
On a date?
So, the list is lipstick/chapstick, condoms, money, gum, flowers, phone, wine, and leave. New outfit and perfume.
Yeah, you always got to bring it out.
Yeah.
Hey, so you're calling me at
nothing 9:30. Sets you up better for a date than bringing an excuse with you. Yeah. Don't learn anything from that list, boys. That's not a good list. Other than like the lipstick wallet and everything before an excuse to leave.
I'm gonna bring flowers.
Okay, 3-1. 3-1.
This is a funny one. Name something a parent might disapprove of. Tabber.
Your girlfriend or boyfriend.
Okay.
That's another good answer. I was literally gonna say choices.
I was gonna say your answer for you should be tattoo because you have a bad one on your shoulder, but
all right. Well,
is that on the list?
Tower gets that one. Choices is it's clothing choices, but I'll give you that. But it's the last one, so you don't win, Marty. Tower wins this one.
Is a tattoo on there?
No, it's drinking, smoking, drugs, sex, lying, skipping school, lack of a job, boyfriend, girlfriend, friends, clothing choices.
Wow. So really not two good answers there.
Nope.
So 3-3. The kids battled back.
Bottom of the barrel. All right.
I can't get distracted. Once I hear an answer, I'm done. My brain freezes.
Yeah.
Here's an easy one.
Okay. What's 7 times 8?
Name something you might freeze.
Water.
Yeah. Well, that's the number one.
Okay. I was going to say chicken breast.
Ground turkey.
Meat's on here, so. All right. Let's see. 4-3. Let's see. Trying to find some good ones here.
Quick intermission. I'm going to give a shout out to Paula Pace for making some incredible Italian cookies.
Mm-hmm.
They're called?
Mm-hmm. Yep. They're called, what are they called again?
Pizzellas.
Yeah, the pizzellas were very, very
good. And her protein cookies were pretty good.
And the protein cookies on the bus were good, too.
Yeah. Shout out Paula Pace Bakes. Follow her on Instagram.
Do it.
Thanks, Mom.
Love you, Paula. They're really good. I promise.
Okay, we got a question here?
No, some of them are brutal. Okay.
Okay.
Here's one. Name something people complain about.
Their job.
Oh, okay.
School.
School's not on there.
Yes.
Taver wins that one. It was spouse, in-laws,
spouse,
kids, friends, job, politics, money, weather, bills, neighbors. They're just asking like angry people.
Vegetables isn't on there.
Yeah, I know.
Only Dave.
Marty's cooking's not on there. Oh, no, just kidding. Okay, let's go.
All right. Name something people try to sneak. Taver.
Kids try to sneak booze.
That was the number one answer.
Booze?
Alcohol.
Wow. Why did I freeze so bad?
Do you have an answer? No. I just want to see what would come to your mind.
What are other things people try to sneak?
Yeah. So alcohol, food.
Food.
A peek. Money out of the house, a head in line, drugs, cigarette, a pet, store merchandise.
A peak.
These are crazy answers.
That's the point of the game though, is to get those funny creative answers to other people and like in under pressure. Anyways, I won.
Yeah,
you guys want to do one more?
Win by two.
Name something you might replace after a divorce.
House.
Car.
Marty wins.
What was
the top answer was spouse.
Oh, duh.
Oh God.
And then home, car, bank account, clothes, sanity, furniture, attitude, dignity, priorities.
Holy, what a list.
These are cutting deep.
Depending on who you are, you might be these trying to replace insane. Your bank account after that too.
These are insane answers.
Okay. 6-6 or 5-5.
All right. Let's see. No, some of these like you literally look at. Like one of the questions was name something you might think will be a thing in 100 years. Like,
flying cars.
Actually, that was the number
one. A pill one that answer. Makes you last forever. Or
that was the number one forever. Answer was flying cars. All right.
That pill already exists. Oh God. All right. Edit.
All right. Next question.
Yeah.
Name something you might do in front of the mirror.
Tabber. Shave.
Marty?
That's the number one answer.
No, it's not.
No?
This guy's buying time.
Brush your teeth.
That's the number one answer.
This guy's freaking Shave's crazy. Not,
shave even on here?
This is crazy.
Oh, Manscaped. That's at the bottom, though.
How do you, how, what are you supposed to shave in, like, the dark?
Brush teeth, room? Do your hair, try on clothes, pop a zit, dance, practice a speech, manscape, workout.
Do a speech as before.
Put okay. makeup before on. Get, okay. in, get integrity. Next question. Get interrogated by the police is the last answer.
In front of a mirror.
This is faulty.
Yeah. They must have asked 35 adolescent males because, like, these are dumb.
All right. Let's see. Let's see.
Yeah. Give it to us, please.
Okay. Here's a good one because this is very relevant mm-hmm. to our living situation.
Yeah.
Name something you might find in the couch or cushions.
Food.
Clothing.
Clothing.
Like a toque.
Old,
or a...
old food wins.
Food wins.
Clothing was right after that. Change.
What's number one?
Change. Keys.
No one carries change anymore.
Yeah.
Phone, food,
Who
clothes.
Carries change in their pocket? It all just sits
Who
in their
carries
car.
Carries change? I have Uber Eats.
Pet hair, dog bone, remote control, dust, pens.
Okay, last question. Tiebreaker, 6-6. Yeah. Six.
This is the last one.
Mm-hmm. Okay. This is a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Name something you do with your eyes closed.
Sleep.
Think.
I'll sleep. Well, kiss is number one, but sleep is second.
I said think, not kiss.
Yeah, is, think's at the bottom.
Oh.
How is sleep not one?
Sleep wasn't one?
No, kiss is.
Kiss what is if you don't one. Kiss with your eyes closed?
Then you got other problems. All right, Tavr wins.
Oh, yes, I'm the chairman this week.
Yeah.
All right, that concludes episode number 25 of the No Bad Days podcast. Thank you, as always, for tuning in. We'll see you next week.
Cheers, fellas.
Have a good one.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.